Welcome to the All IVF Ever Wanted podcast with
Gareth
and
Emma.
That's me. Documenting our next and possibly final round of IVF. This process will be keeping me sane and probably driving Gareth
a little bit crazy.
So we hope that this does also help you guys as well. So enjoy the episode. Welcome to the first episode of our podcast to document this round of IVF, which as it currently stands, I think is going to be our last attempt at IVF. Mm-hmm. So before we go into that and go into the prep and what we're doing to prepare ourselves, it's different from last time, is I think maybe a quick recap on how we're here, where we've been, and what has been our journey so far. For those of us that are just joining us from the beginning of this podcast. So our journey started with fertility, started 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When we decided to try for a family. And we already knew, because I had gone to go and get my eggs frozen back in Switzerland, we already knew that I was going to need some help to conceive because I had diminished ovarian reserve, which basically means I have low AMH and my antral follicle count was super low. And my fertility age, if you like, is 5 years older than my actual age. At least that's what I've been told. So we went straight into fertility treatment and we have done 3 fully medicated ovulation inductions, which means stimulation, which means trigger injections. We had 1 pregnancy, positive pregnancy test in that, and an early loss at about 5.5 weeks on our first round. And then we did 2 IUIs. First one failed. Second one, we got pregnant. And as most of you know, sadly, at 14 weeks, we had to have a termination for medical reasons because our baby had Edwards syndrome. That was October 2020. And then once my cycle returned in January 2021, we started IVF and we did 2 cycles back to back, and both cycles resulted in no blastocyst embryos. Bit crap, isn't it, really?
Been a bit of a roller coaster.
So that's the recap. That's like the really short version, basically. And we've taken a break and we are now prepping for our 8th round of fertility treatment, which is going to be stimulation in December, retrieval first week of January. And this time it's been quite a lot different in terms of the prep that we've done for it.
Well, I suppose we've kind of thrown everything at this attempt, haven't we, from a diet perspective, nutrition, you know, just living an all-out healthy lifestyle. And although those differences may only equate to an additional maybe 5-10% chance, I suppose for us that additional 5-10% is a big thing. So yeah, you know, we are giving it everything on this final chance.
And we live in Dubai, as some of you know, most of you know, and we have made the decision to come back to London for this round. So we're going to be positioning ourselves in London for treatment. We're doing it over Christmas. So stimulation will start on Christmas Day, I believe. So we're going to be having injections with the turkey and yeah.
No booze over Christmas.
No booze over Christmas. No gluten. None of the yummy things. We will talk more about the diet stuff in another episode. And then we should be on for a retrieval 5th to the 7th of January 2021, something like
that.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
Yeah. I'm interested to know how you're feeling about this round versus how we felt going into our first round of fertility treatment? Because we're 2 years in, a lot's happened.
It's a difficult question, really. I suppose mixed emotions. First and foremost, I suppose, frankly, a little bit apprehensive about it, because in our mind, we know that it's, you know, there's a strong possibility it's going to be our last round or our last attempt. I'm also feeling quite hopeful, though, because the clinic that we're doing it with seems very good. We've been recommended it by a few people. The doctors are nice. The practitioners are nice. So feeling very hopeful about that. But I suppose with all the failed rounds that we've gone through, it's kind of, in a way, taught me to, sounds sad, but to prepare for bad news, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going into it ignorantly. So yeah, mixed emotions, obviously very hopeful, got everything crossed, and all being well, hopefully we'll get some embryos this time around.
Yeah, let's hope. It's interesting. I went into the first few rounds, really, and even the rounds of IVF after TFMR, really, really hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even after having a termination for medical reasons, I went into those rounds and I think I was almost thinking, well, we're going to do, at the time we'd planned to do three rounds back to back.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely going to get, you know, at least five
embryos. Amateurs.
Amateurs, yeah. Five embryos out of three cycles. And out of that, we must at least be able to get one successful pregnancy and live birth from that mm-hmm. process. And yeah, that just wasn't how it went. But, you know, all we can do is look at the variables, and that's what we've done for this round. So if nothing changes, nothing changes. So we've had to go in and look at everything and really dial in all the subtle parts of everything that we're doing. Like you say, to get back those little 1%, 2% margins to try and come out with a different result.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be in the UK, which obviously isn't as warm as Dubai,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, there we go. It'll be chilly.
I suppose it's a double-edged sword, really, because it's nice to be around friends and family, but at the same time, you also want your own space, right, when you're going through something like that.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting this time around, because I think, you know, when we first did the first two cycles in Dubai, the emphasis was very much on, okay, well, your eggs, are they going to be healthy enough to form blastocysts? And obviously this time around, we found out that it could potentially have something to do with my sperm.
As well. Yeah.
So I, as you said, I've got to start dialing in everything I should be doing to make sure I'm completely optimal for you know, when embryos are created, which means basically cleaning up the diet and no alcohol, healthy lifestyle and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And that's been really different for me this time, actually, in the prep. We're 8 weeks out now, guys, from 8 weeks out from stimulation. From egg retrieval, sorry. And we are just less than 2 weeks out from the first lot of injections, which we'll talk about. We'll talk about the protocol more in the other episodes. And for me, in the previous rounds, it's all been about, you know, I've got to do the 12-week prep, all the supplements. You've had some basic supplements to do before, mm-hmm. but that's very different this time. Mm-hmm. And it's really been the focus on me doing all the prep.
Yeah.
And then you turn up to give a sample into a cup and it's kind of like job done. Yeah, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And, you know, I suppose from my point of view, selfishly, I'm kind of pleased that you're on this train too with me, because it's a nice change, right?
You know, I guess so.
Because otherwise, you know, like all the other times, I've sort of, the prep can feel a bit lonely when the focus is just on the female. So this time feels a little less lonely in the prep for me anyway. So we'll talk about some of the things that Gareth had to do and some of the tests that we've had to do this time in the future episodes. And like Gareth, I'm not feeling as hopeful. It's not that I'm feeling pessimistic. I'm just, I suppose, a bit more neutral to it this time rather than being completely filled with hope and IVF's the answer, because that is what I used to believe. I used to believe that IVF was the answer to our problems.
I think so did I to some extent. You know, you hear about so many success stories and it's brilliant because it does work, but it's still difficult.
Yeah,
it's still an unknown. And I suppose if anything, going through what we've been through, it just shows that, you know, it's not always good news.
No. So it's that hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And it's okay to be both.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, that is our first little episode done for you. And we'll be back in the next episode and we're going to talk about some of the tests that we've done to prepare, and fill you in a little bit more about what that looks like and how that's been different to previous cycles. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to follow Real Time in Stories on socials, then you can follow my Instagram handle, which is at Emma K Bell. That's Emma, and then the letter K, B-E-L-L-E. I will be documenting this in stories as we go, so feel free to follow along.